Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jennifer Adama with the new Freedom House Ministry in Pella joins us on today's program to discuss National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Well, Jennifer, January is National Trafficking Awareness Month, and you are a part of an organization, a local nonprofit, in fact, that is helping those that are kind of getting out of the area of trafficking. First of all, when people hear that word, a few things may come to mind. What is kind of that overarching definition of trafficking, and why is it such a prevalent problem across the country?
Human trafficking is when a person, whether minor or not, is forced to do something. So forced to work, forced to be involved in sexual activity, and they're not allowed to leave.
A lot of people may associate that with big cities when they see it on TV shows. This is something, as you were telling me before we opened up the microphone, that's happening more locally than people realize. What are some of the statistics that surround the trafficking industry, both nationally and a little bit closer to home here in Iowa?
There's trafficking cases in every state in the United States. If we talk about Iowa, on any given day, 150 children are trafficked. If there's a special event, Drake Relays, State Fair, then you increase that by five times.
How does this situation come to be? Because I think you and I and the rest of us that are, quote unquote, have those regular lives, we're never really in this realm, so to speak. How does this start, and how does it get to this size where hundreds of children every day are involved in something so sad and tragic?
It's not the typical kidnap in the back of the van kind of thing. It can happen in not so good families, and it can happen in good families. With the internet, sometimes kids get bored, they get on, they get in a relationship. A guy is listening, cares, and they start meeting up. And so they're in a situation that looks good to them, and then it switches. And then this guy starts asking them, forcing them to do things that they don't want to.
And this, of course, being the week which National Trafficking Awareness Day falls on, what are the things that those of us that really don't know a lot about this or are unaware of how prevalent this is, what can we be doing to either support victims or to find ways to slow this down?
As parents, it's really important that you have an open relationship with your kids, that they feel free to talk to you. It's important to know who your kids are with, because if they're a victim, they're going to be very connected to that boyfriend or that older male, that situation. And so if you're heavily involved and know who they're connecting with, that is going to be huge.
And locally, Freedom House Ministries is a group that is trying to give hope to some of these survivors and to really get them back to quote-unquote normal life. What are some of the things that you do regularly to help those here in the area that have been involved in trafficking or things like that?
We're a new nonprofit. We've received our nonprofit this summer. Right now, we're fundraising in the community, raising $300,000 to purchase a home in the area, so that there's a safe home for minors, girls, to come and to receive healing. And so we're in that process right now, and our goal is to purchase this home next summer and to be open January of 2018.
What are other things that you want people to take away from this month that shines a light on a very difficult topic for many people, which is trafficking?
One very important stat is entry age is 11 to 14 year old. So I have a 14-year-old girl, and I can't imagine that that's happening and that that's the average age. And so I guess my challenge is to be aware that it happens, and whether it's a daughter, whether it's a son, whether it's a student, make those relationships so that you can be aware if there's problems.
Once again, that was Jennifer Adama talking about National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.